It's time for our weekly update of what's hot and happening on the food scene in Cape Town. Compliments of Eat Out. And just a reminder that Eat Out is South Africa's biggest restaurant guide with over 6,000 listings, unbiased reviews, and a prestigious annual award ceremony recognizing top performers in the food industry. Lovely to have their editor, Tessa Purton, with us in studio again. Nice to have you back.
Hi, Pippa. Nice to be back.
Let's start with some news on a new restaurant opening. I think it was probably about 9 or 10 months ago, if not a little bit more, that I had Chef Rico O'Donoghue, Don Shu, with us in studio, talking in his previous position as chef at Coin Rock. He and a colleague have opened a new restaurant on Brea Street, I believe.
Yes, absolutely. So himself and Warwick King have opened Exhibit A by the Sin Group, and it's in the same building as Villa 47 on the top floor.
Mm-hmm.
So they've taken that over, and it's quite an incredible offering that they have. They have got a set menu, 4-course set menu, a 7-course taster menu, and a 12-course immersive food experience. And the food is incredible. They really highlight indigenous ingredients. They've got things like cowpeas on the menu, and they do a really nice snook fet cook. So, and the presentations are really interesting. What's really great is that you can book a table on the Eat Out booking platform.
Okay. Straight into the restaurant you go via the Eat Out platform. Thanks for the reminder. So Exhibit A. I mean, have you eaten one of the tasting menus? What did you have when you went there?
Yes. So I had the 12 course.
The whole thing. Okay.
Yes, it is quite a lengthy affair. So, you know, you shouldn't go in a rush. It's one of those all night affairs. And each dish is extremely unique and different. And it's really, quite a sensory experience. I can't really say too much without spoiling it. So,
okay.
Check them out on social media. I'm sure they'll post a few teasers just to kind of whet your appetite.
Okay, so that is Exhibit A, now open in Brea Street on the top floor of the Villa 47 venue. And don't forget to book via the Eat Out booking platform. Let's stick with sort of news items. And this is news on not a new opening, but an extra day's opening for an existing restaurant.
Yes, so as we all know, Mondays are a day when most of the top restaurants, in fact, are closed. Mm. And so exciting news is that Chef's Warehouse at Beau Constantia is now open on Mondays for lunch and dinner. So that, opens up quite a lot of tables for them. And, you know, season coming up, they're going to be busy.
Yeah.
So it's a nice place to remember on a Monday when you're looking for somewhere to eat.
I've not had the pleasure of eating there yet, but I've heard only good things about Chef's Warehouse at Beau Constantia. Have you had a chance to experience it?
Yes, quite a few times. And I'm a big fan of their food. The risotto is always incredible, and the views, I mean, you can't beat that location
anywhere in Cape Town, really. Are they on your shortlist of finalists for the Eat Out Restaurant Awards?
Yes, there are right, nominees, yes.
Okay. Now, speaking of which, we talked last week about the nominees for the sort of Restaurant of the Year Award, but this week we want to take a look at one of the other categories handed out on the night, and that is the category of your Rising Star Award, which is for the newcomers. Just tell us a little bit about the background and the criteria for this category, Tessa.
Yes, so it's called the Eat Out Niederburg Rising Star Award. Niederburg are partners for this award, and it basically recognizes a young chef that's making waves in the industry. The judges look for someone that's brave and exciting and aspiring, and who has the skill to actually make the more established chefs kind of take note. Mm-hmm. And it should also be a genuine candidate for the Eat Out S. Pellegrino Chef of the Year one day. So,
okay. Now, that has happened this year, if I'm not mistaken. I think at least one, if not two, of your previous Rising Star nominees are on the list nominated for Restaurant of the Year this year.
Absolutely. Okay. So you can just see kind of how they grow and develop over the years.
It is a relatively lengthy list, but let's just pick out, are there any Rising Star nominees from Cape Town and surrounds?
Yes, there absolutely are. So Christina Semshishin from Ching Ching Momiji. And then we have Jason Cosmas from the Potluck Club. And Andre Hill from Upper Bloom, which is just literally around the corner from you guys.
Okay, thanks. Note to self to find a new lunch venue. There we go. Okay, I'm delighted to see Potluck Club represented on that list, because I think we might have mentioned last week they're not on the Restaurant of the Year nominees purely due to sort of criteria around how long a chef had been
the head chef hasn't been there for more than a year, and so that's one of the criteria.
That main category. Okay. Yes. So that's great that Jason Cosmas is recognized in the Rising Star Award, and I said this last week, I'll say it again, if I you know, if somebody said to you, if there was one dish you would eat every day for the rest of your life, it might well be the tuna tacos from the Potluck Club.
Oh, they are so good.
I could do it for the rest of my life quite happily. Okay, so the Rising Star will be announced, of course, along with the other category winners on the 17th of November at the Eat Out Mercedes-Benz Restaurant Awards. I hope you've all bought your tickets because they cannot be found for love or money, Tessa. You sold out, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay, so everybody else who didn't manage to secure tickets for the night itself, you will need to follow the hashtag Eat Out Awards on the night to get the latest announcements on social media. And, of course, you can keep up to date on the Eat Out website as well. And as Tessa mentioned, don't forget to download the Eat Out app, which, amongst other things, allows you to book your dining experiences through the app. Website address again for us is, Tessa?
It's eatout.co.za, and you can also make bookings on the website.
Also, as well as the app, that's good to know. Tessa Purden is the editor of Eat Out. Thanks for joining us, and thanks for all the latest foodie news. We'll chat to you guys again next week.
Great. Thanks, Pippa.